Oh, good Lord, that's sweet. That's even too sweet for me. I think I'm going to go with half and half next time. I got me a sweet tea with a number one meal at McDonald's. I was craving a Big Mac. A couple things I'm craving right now. One of them was a Big Mac. I don't know what it was. Not like I ever really loved Big Macs. But sometimes, like once a month, once every 2 months, I get that craving. I got to knock it down. And then immediately upon eating that sandwich, I feel like I'm going to die. Like, oh, why do I do that? I should order a half of a Big Mac and half of that sweet tea. Good Lord. The other thing that I'm really jacked up and craving is a tournament. I haven't been in a tournament for a long, long time. So I am getting ready. In fact, tomorrow I'll be headed up there, getting ready for the first Bass Nation Florida Kayak Series. And this one will be for the northeast region of the Florida state. And this includes a first stop at Lake Kerr, Florida. I've heard a lot of good things about Lake Kerr. I hear that there are some big bass in Lake Kerr. Now, since the lake is just about 50 miles northeast of Deltona where I live, I thought, what the heck? Let's roll the dice. Let's join the party. But to be honest, I am jonesing big time to get in a tournament. I have the wonderful opportunity to fish every weekend. I've only missed one since I've been down here in over a year. But there's just something about a tournament. There's something different. It puts you at the edge of your seat, you might say, and has you really paying attention to the time clock. Just getting yourself entered into a free tournament that they have every now and then on apps like Tourney X and Fishing Chaos, this is great practice for that more important tournament that could be in your future. And keeping up on your skills when it comes to the catch, photo, and release method that us kayak anglers do to qualify the fish for judging can take some practice. It's a process that shouldn't take any longer than a couple of minutes. And this is a part of the game that you want to really get down smooth and with some efficiency, because trust me, man, nobody likes losing a 19.5 kicker fish that has just flopped off your measuring board over the side of the kayak and into the deep. Or you submit a picture of that 21-inch smallie. It's the biggest thing you ever caught in your life. You know it's going to get big bass. You hastily go through the catch photo release method and you don't realize you submitted a picture of the smallie with its mouth open. So therefore you're deducted an inch, and that other angler who caught the size just smaller than yours ends up with big bass. There goes a few hundred bucks, if not more. That is something that you will remember and you probably won't ever do twice. You really don't ever really want to do it the first time. So pay attention, and this is a great way to get those practice skills in by joining up on free tournaments and stuff. So I'm laying down a little money. I'm going to go up to Lake Kerr and do some practicing. There's a lot of things that go into it. It's just not about catch, photo, and release. You can practice that even without being in a tournament. It's just fun taking pictures and keeping a log of the fish, and it's a great way to do that because you got their length and what they look like. And bass are distinctly different when you really look at them. They're different markings, different tails, such things. You know, they may have been wounded in a certain spot. It's nice to have a log of all those fish. So always, I guess, practice your catch, photo, release. But for the most part, I've been catching them, take a couple pictures. I don't measure them up, and I put them right back in the water. So I need to get back into the swing of things. But more important for me is getting familiar with the area, because I don't fare very well trying to find a public ramp at 4:30 a.m., a public ramp that I've never been to before. By getting those nerves of mine jacked up and out of control because I can't locate a launch area is not a good way to start my day. And I don't suggest anybody else do that either. So it's a real good opportunity for me to go drive to the only access we have into the lake for this particular tournament. Usually there's a number of them. If there's other public ramps around or public launch sites that are legal, but there's only one in this lake, so I want to make sure I get it right. So I'm going to drive up there early in the morning, and hopefully we can just not necessarily get on some bass, but I do want to get some bites, and I do want to, more importantly, first of all, get familiar with the route going there in the dark. Also, finding the ramp, finding just a good place to park the vehicle. Once I get into the water and launch the kayak, just do I go left or right? Checking out that area. I don't have any electronics on me, so I don't have a fish finder. I don't have a motor. So it's a really good practice for me to get up there and in preparation of the real tournament, the actual tournament that's going to be the following weekend. So we'll talk about a little bit more about Lake Kerr when I return. But for right now, let me get a shout out to some of my sponsors.
John Graves Kayak Fishing is sponsored by Mudhole Rod Building and Tackle Crafting. You know, Mudhole is your number one resource for custom fishing rods. Mudhole is the world's largest supplier of rod building and tackle crafting supplies. They have the best components from the brands you trust, like MHX, CRB, Fuji, Lamaglass, Sage, American Tackle, Pack Bay, and a whole bunch more. Check them out at mudhole.com. I am just absolutely surrounded by blackness. If it was not for my headlamp and the dull light coming off of my iPhone, it is just absolutely black as coal. I love this. This could be very well my favorite part of kayak bass fishing in a tournament, especially. The water is just absolutely smooth as glass. Thank goodness we have a slight overcast today coming out of 3 days of rain, which is really dramatically going to change this lake. We're in Lake Kerr. This is the first stop of the 2024 season, Northeast Florida Bass Nation Kayak Series. I'll be concentrating more on the central part here in Florida. There's a lot of bass fishing in Florida, man. It's just everywhere you go. I went right down the street. What was it, last Sunday morning? Walked right down the street with a fluke, a weightless fluke, and off of the sidewalk into a little ditch that came off of this Lake Teresa. There's lakes everywhere. This is in Deltona, Florida. Deltona's a, you know, a bedroom community, but there's water everywhere. And I just went right down the street and dipped my weightless fluke in the water, and within 3 or 4 casts came up with a fun little 2-3 pound bass. I mean, fishing is just everywhere. So there's a lot of places to go. And I have never been here at Lake Kerr. So the challenge of being at a new lake, discovering a new place to fish, sounded like a good time to me. But I'm very, very anxious to get into a tournament for another number of reasons. One, forces me to not get any sleep the night before. It doesn't do me any good to even try to sleep. I toss and turn. I mean, it's not just as might has, what am I trying to say there? It still is pretty early in the morning. I might as well have eaten half a bottle, etc. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Oh boy. This is amazing. It's going to be really fun today. So I think there's like 20 anglers that have registered, which is really cool. I think a lot of people like myself are just anxious to get into a tournament, get things rolling, you know. Here in Florida, things get rolling immediately. They don't stop. I mean, there's a tournament just about every month here. However, oddly enough, and it was really to my surprise, there's not a lot of kayak bass fishermen. I mean, these guys and gals drive 2-3 hours to get to a tournament. Longer than that. It's almost like living in the state of Texas. There's a lot of very long, straight, two-lane roads. It took me 1 hour and 16 minutes to get here, which is about normal for me. Back home to a certain degree, if I was to be fishing Lake Cowan or Rocky Fork or something like that, it would take roughly around that time. You know me, man, I like to be first at the dock. That didn't happen this morning. These guys, I think they camped out. I mean, they were all in the water by the time I got here, and I left the house at 3:30. So I got here at about 4:45. They were already in the water. But you could launch at 5 a.m. And Lake Kerr has 2,000 acres of water to cover. A lot of real estate here. So basically what I'm doing, I'm just going to chill out in this one little spot. I'm going to let all of the anglers, which we have launched already, I'm going to let them just get out in their spots. It's kind of funny. They all look like they were headed in the same direction. I have a couple plans, new plans. I came up here last week. Lake Kerr had about 2.5-3 foot visibility, but since we've had rain for the past 3 days, I haven't seen it from what I can see with the headlamp. That water's murky, so it's probably been pounded like hell, and it has little visibility. There might be some spots there, but that's okay. I'm going to treat this like fishing Stone Lake Lake. We're going to make a little noise in the water. We're going to have some vibration down there, and we're just going to take it slow. Everybody that's gone, there's a few anglers that are, one, I think there's a hole out here that's about 30 feet deep, and you won't find many of those, but there's a hole out there about 30 feet deep, and I think that he's just sitting on top of that thing right there. But the rest of them look like they just have traveled on into the the couple thousand acres that this lake has. They're gone. However, it's going to get really busy here in probably a short time, as they also have not only the 20 kayak anglers here in the tournament, but they have about 20 boats. Now, the issue is parking, and it's not going to be good. I have a feeling that a lot of the kayak anglers that came here with kayaks on top of their cars have maybe taken up some of the parking spots that are probably better suited for trailers. And I hope that's not the case, but there was where I was at, I threw the Hobie Pro Angler 14 from Strictly Sailing Kayak, located in Blue Ash, Ohio. They've been there since 1978. What were you doing in 1978? I had that Hobie Pro Angler 14 in the back of the Suburban, and I took up just one of the single spots, and was, I actually like loading it up like that. I mean, I really like it. It's quick. I don't have a trailer. I'm not worried about having a trailer with me in particular. It's quick in, quick out. I really kind of enjoy it. So I think I'm going to keep doing that for some time now, because it works. And it's a lot easier, actually, than I thought it would be. I think due to the Suburban's low profile, it's not that high. It's not that, not like I'm putting it up in the back of a truck or anything like that. But the Suburban is a little bit lower, so I'm able to put the Pro Angler up into it with some relative ease. Hey, best of luck to you, man. Yes, sir. Always like to wish the fellow anglers, you know, some good luck and throw out there that, you know, I'm rooting for everybody because you never know, you know, you never know. That might be the guy that, you know, you have a, you know, bad situation happen to you. Maybe, you know, you forget a piece of equipment, you know, overturn your kayak. That would be the guy that would say, hey man, that's a pretty nice guy, you know, I'm gonna help him out. A little goes a long way. I have found out in the kayak tournament world. But it's just absolutely wonderful right now. So here's my thought. I'm going to be on the suggestions of a very, very talented bass angler here. Kid that grew up here in Florida, has caught very, very big bass, have won a number of bass fishing tournaments, and by golly, builds the most beautiful rods I've ever seen. I'm not going to name him because he probably would rather me not to. He's a very humble human being. But on his suggestion, and this is the first, this is big for me. You know, back home, we're going after bass on like 12-pound fluoro. Here, 65-pound braid. I've never in my life tossed 65-pound braid. Now, it sounds rather excessive, I have to admit. What we're going to use it with is a swim jig. And this swim jig apparently has a design. I've never used it before. It's first time, so it's going to be first for me. Has a tremendous ability to just work its way through the grass. And we're gonna work hydrilla, edges of grass, lily pads and stuff like that. On that swim jig, I'm going to post up a speed worm. I got speed worm in all different sizes and all different shapes and flavors. So we're going to load that one up and get it ready to go. Lines in are at 6 o'clock. And that will be coming up here in about 29 minutes. And that allows me the opportunity to enjoy this part. My favorite. Absolutely love the peace and serenity coming out here early in the morning. And getting on a lake prior to a tournament. I'm in no hurry to get to a location because I really don't know a location here. Last Saturday morning when I came out of here, the weather was beautiful. I caught two little tiny dinks. Both of them were definitely less than 12 inches and not even worth throwing up on the measuring board. Outside of that, I have no clue what's going to happen. So I am going to take the suggestion from this one said bass fisherman here in Florida. 65-pound braid with a swim jig and a speed worm on it. I'm just going to crawl that beast. Take my time. We're just going to slip it down. It's a sandy bottom here. It's going to make a little noise. It's going to make some vibration. They're going to see it. I'm going to start out with two different colors. A June bug and then a watermelon red flake, green pumpkin watermelon red flake kind of color. And then I've also got rigged up what has always been successful for me. There were fish busting the surface here last week, so on that I got a weightless super fluke back there rigged up. And then I have for moments just like this. Some topwater baits. I have a spook, Junior, and I have a, what else we got back there? Oh, the Academy Sports, or I guess it's their brand, the H2O Double Plopper. And that's been very successful. Whoa, what was that? I haven't seen a gator in this lake yet, but I haven't really traveled far around this lake. I did, returning back to the suburban after last Saturday, right next to the suburban was a big pile of bear crap. And that was unique. It's very distinct. It's got a lot of berries and nuts in it. I mean, it looks like, you know, looks like a Kind bar. Just a big fat one, Kind bar. Just a big pile, Kind bar. Nuts and berries in there. Oh boy. So the bass boats have just showed up, and I haven't heard any cussing, but I'm sure these boys aren't going to be happy with all those parking spots taken up. You'll have to park literally way up on the road, and it is a pretty narrow road coming in here, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting, but hey, let me get a shout out to some sponsors before we get going here. And sun's going to come up here in probably another 45 minutes. I imagine it's still black. It is so black here. I'm just pedaling softly, actually. I love it. That's the great thing about the Mirage Drive, man. It's such a smooth and quiet drive. I mean, I'm rolling right now about 2-3 miles an hour on this very smooth surface, and you can't even hear it. Just serviced up that Mirage Drive. It is feeling smooth as butter. Quiet. Not like the props. Blup, 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 blup. You'd be hearing that right now. To me, this is my opinion. To me, the Mirage Drives with the fins are a lot more disguisable within the sounds of what's happening underwater. A fin, wouldn't you think, is a very natural sound as it moves through the water. There's no popping, no bubbling, no churning. I mean, they just think it's a big fish or a manatee around here. So to me, it's a lot more quiet, and you can get right on top of your target with a Mirage Drive. So absolutely love it. Again, another part of the that goes into the equation of why this is one of my favorite moments when it comes to kayak bass fishing is getting out here early in the morning and just enjoying this moment. John Graves Kayak Fishing. We'll be right back. Well, things are going to get pretty exciting here in a moment. They're going to get pretty loud, I might say. Looks like they're getting ready to take off with some of the boats that are going to be in the boat tournament here in Lake Kerr. So it's going to get a little noisy. These boys like to run and gun. You can hear the motors starting up. It's pretty exciting. I like the start of a boat tournament. Everybody's assigned a number. Number one takes off, number two, number three, number four. I think there's about 10 boats in this tournament. It sounds like that's how many numbers they read off. But I'm off to the side behind some buoys here. They're not going to be running in this direction. But this is why you want to have a 360 light on your kayak. For this reason right here. Still backing one of the boats back on the down the ramp and launching it, so they may be waiting a minute. But fish are jumping. Right. I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm hearing fish hitting the surface all around me right here. So if I have to, I'll hit surface lures, you know, some surface poppers or something like that. And I just need to get five on the board, man. Once we get those five 12-inch minimums on the board, then we can start concentrating on some big, big fish. But if these fish around me that are definitely hungry are as willing as I think they might be to jump in my net and get measured up on the catch board, then let's do that. Lines are in here shortly, so I'm going to go ahead and get geared up and get my first decision. Probably just going to go with a little plopper. I have a couple ones. I have a really light head and tiny mini torpedo that's really good for this type of action when you're getting a really early morning bite on a calm surface like this. You run a head and tiny torpedo over there, they just blast that thing up. The redfish in the inshore will blast that thing up too. I caught my biggest red fish so far, the red drum, beautiful fish. Biggest one so far, a head and tiny torpedo and 12-pound fluorocarbon. It was a miracle. Probably a 34, 35-inch fish. Beautiful thing. So I'm going to get ready with my gear here, and I'm up underneath some light that's provided by a street lamp where some folks who own this property here have their kayaks and some chairs and picnic table right there, and a beautiful, beautiful cypress tree with the Spanish moss hanging down from it. It's a really beautiful scene, and the reflection, the light that is shining on the very smooth water right there is just showing just a bunch of fish just hitting the surface. A lot of bait fish around here. So we're going to stick around here, maybe take advantage of some of the tournament bass that may have been released right up here at the dock. They don't go too far. If we have a Friday tournament, they're released there at the dock. They, you know, they're not like pelagic. They don't find big schools and then just take off traveling. You know, they hang out for a while and get their bearings straight. And they may mosey on, but it's always at the dock a very, very fine source of tournament quality fish. Provided by the anglers that were there the night before. So, hey, I'll look for that stuff. I am going without electronics. I don't have a fish finder. I don't know what the water temperature is outside of sticking my finger down there. I have no idea what the depth is. I'm doing it the old school Bill Dance way right here, man. That's what we're going to do. No motors. Oh, there's fish right here. And the kayakers that had the motors, they're gone. There's 2,000 acres to cover on this lake. They're gone. And one fellow that was back here on that hole, he seems to have parked right on top of that, which I don't blame him at all. He's probably looking at fish right now. But let me go ahead and get my stuff together, and let's see what happens. As we are participating in tournament number one for the 2024 season for the Florida Bass Nation Kayak Series and the Northeast region. It's going to be a lot of fun. John Graves Kayak Fishing. We'll be right back. Hopefully with some big fish. boat's going to get ready to take off here momentarily. This is a lot of fun. You hear them just gunning. Boy, you want to stay out of their way, too. This is the reason why you have a 360 light right here. Those boys are just getting it. I'm tucked back into some grass here. They're not going to be gunning it through here any. I like to stay out of the way.
So we got one, two, three, four.
Sounds like an Indy 500. And there's bass right here. He's cracked me up. They are just getting. Wow. Get them, boys. Get them. Bouncing off each other's wakes. Oh, they go nuts. Wow, the water is a lot more clear than I thought it was. I'm in some pretty skinny water right now. I just tucked back now that the morning light is starting to come up. Double plopper stuck on something. Get them, boys. There's 10 plus boats in that tournament. And then it's quiet. You know, just nice. Back to the piece. Well, we got to figure out what the heck we are going to do here. So, folks, stick around. It's going to be fun. I have no idea what's going to happen today. We're going to try a bunch of new things out. So, stick around, and hopefully we'll get on some bass. John Gray's Kayak Fishing will be right. Wow, that was absolutely amazing. Oh my gosh, Lake Kerr was on fire today. Oh my gosh, I caught more bass than I have caught in a long, long time. That was so much fun. But, a big but, like J-Lo size, but. Queen Latifah butt. I'm talking a big butt, like a big elephant butt. Only two of the fish that I caught were scoreable. And that, my friends, is horrible. The bite did not turn on for me until about 11 o'clock. There was absolutely nothing. I was trying everything. Swim head jig. Fishing it slow with a speed worm on it. I love that lure. Fun technique. Big heavy braid. Pulling that stuff right through the grass. No problemo. And that swim head jig. Thank you so much, AF. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for the rod. Really, really nice rod. Big shout out to someone who I hope to emulate when it comes to rod building. Builds, to me, the finest rods out there. I love them. I love how they look. I love how they feel. Very passionate young man. I'm not going to say his name. Do your homework. AF. And AF just happened to build the Hall of Famer rods. So do your homework and find out who I'm talking about. But thank you so much. Tried the technique. It did not work for me, though. Nothing worked. Surface. Blip, 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 blip. No, didn't work. Spook. Nope, didn't work. Spook. Didn't work. Did I already say that? Because I probably tried it a couple times. A fluke. Didn't work. Great looking lure. I love the way that a fluke works. If you see a bunch of bass just smashing a bait ball, you'll look out into the 20, 30, 40 yards off of the shoreline most often. That seems to be here in Florida for me. Not too far off the shoreline. You'll just see them smashing the surface. Man, take a 4-aught, 5-aught. Finding myself out that a 4-aught with a smaller fluke profile works great. And you just cast that thing out there. Let it work left, right, jerk it around with that fast action tip. You got a medium power on your rod. That tip is very important. You want to allow that thing to really let that fluke to affect the fluke enough to really make it work and do what it needs to do. A drastic left or right, but soft enough that when those fish bite on, you want that soft tip to hold it in their mouth. You're not jerking that thing out with some big old huge, you know, beef stick. So it's a lot of fun. I love fishing like that. I've been very successful down in Florida here with that. So I tried it today, but guess what? It did not work. Absolutely did not work. So anyway, we are at a spot. Let me see. Am I to go? I think I go straight. Hey, guys. Let me check back in with you so I can look at my directions. I'll be right back. All right, we're cool. We're cool. Sometimes, you know, because I record John Graves kayak fishing on a phone. That's how I've always done it. You probably, that probably doesn't surprise you. Sometimes the quality is kind of raw. But, you know, I like this grassroots effort here. And, you know, it makes it simple. But anyway, the directions sometimes ping and cause the podcast to prematurely stop. She doesn't want to miss out directions. Apparently, she feels that making sure you are going in the right direction is far more important than finishing your podcast. So, Siri sometimes cuts into that. And to prevent that from happening, I went ahead and beat her to it. But I'm all good. Headed in the right direction. So we got 17 miles to go on this particular road. Very beautiful highway. I'm not sure. I think it's 40. State Route 40. Headed through the Ocala Forest. And wow. What? Very, very pretty. The last two times I came up here and through here, it was dark and it was raining. And that was an alligator. Wow. Okay, I got it. I'm glad I'm doing 65. I don't think alligators can run that fast. I'd hate to run over an alligator, though. That'd be absolutely insane. So, anyway, we're headed back home. I'm not sure what baby doll has for me to do. But I'm anxious to get back home. It was a great tournament. I thought everybody that I had met was really friendly and a great ambassador to the sport of kayak bass fishing. So my hat's off to you, gentlemen. And there were a couple anglers there that were very familiar with Jake from Mudhole, and happened to see one kayak that was covered in American Tackle stickers. And I asked the young man if he was a rod builder, and he said, no, I bought the kayak like that. So that was neat to see. And there were a couple rod builders there, and they commented on the kayak wrap, you know, having not necessarily talked about how cool looking the kayak wrap, but the products that were on it, which actually I think is more important. One of them had mentioned that they had used CRB products. In fact, he had a couple rods from the CRB color series in his kayak crate, and it was good to see. It's really neat to see that kind of stuff, but boom, it was really cool to have an American Tackle brand and logo on the side of the kayak wrap. That's where my heart truly is, and to share that moment with the young man who now was in possession of a kayak covered in American Tackle stickers. That was our puking in the parking lot moment for me and him. We will never forget each other, and that's for sure, but a lot of fun. So hats off to you guys. Thank you so much for a great, great tournament. Anxious to get into the Central Florida Bass Nation Kayak Tournament Series. First one is going to be at the South Chain of Lakes. And that was a very exciting journey last time. We got on some big fish and left our broken down kayak trailer in a 7-Eleven parking lot. John Graves Kayak Fishing, over and out. Oh boy, well, that was a titanic struggle, my friends. Oh my gosh, as I sit here just in a sobering Sunday morning after that tournament. Oh my Lord. I'm talking about the Florida Bass Nation Kayak Northeast Lake Kerr number one stop in the 2024 season for myself and 21 other kayak anglers. What a titanic struggle. As Marty Brenneman would say, that's the theme of this morning, a titanic struggle. I mean, it just sunk for myself anyway. However, congratulations to the number one angler, Brett Korn, clocking in 79.5 inches. Pretty good sized bass he had as a largest, 18.5 inches, that's good. But James Messer brought the big boy home, 21 3/4 inch. James, with that fish, was able to get 76.5 inches for a number two spot in that particular tournament. And a young man that I met by the name of Derek Matouche with a large of 20 inches. Those three boys right there must have really got onto a certain area that was able to produce some of those bigger females, because in fourth place, Brian Villabos with large fish of only 14 inches. Myself, my largest was 13 3/4. Horrible. I was able to meke out a 16th place out of 22 anglers. At one time, it was about, I think they have the time of my first submission here. Let me see if I can. My first submission was at 153. That was the 12-inch bass. I did not get a bite until 12:50. Three, almost 7 hours later. Line's in at 6 o'clock, and at 12:53, I'm getting my first bite. I was lucky enough to bring that fish into the net. I'm calling myself luck at that point. Ugh, I was desperate. But boom. And then shortly after that, about, maybe 2 o'clock, maybe. Got that 13 and 3/4 inch fish to put up there. But when I had first noticed on the leaderboard, I don't check the leaderboard. I stay away from it. It kind of nerves me up a little bit. But when I did submit my first fish, I was like, okay, this is going to be miserable. Where am I going to be at? I was in like 11th place. I was like, this is bad. So as soon as that sun came out, it really turned that lake on, and boom, people started catching fish. So it was a very slow start, but I would say for some, a very exciting ending to that first of, I think, 6 or 7 stops they're going to have in the Northeast region. But as an angler here in Florida, I'm going to concentrate on the Central and do what I can to hit every one of those tournament stops up. But I won't be going back to Lake Kerr for a while. That place for me was rough. Beautiful lake, really clean, rather clear. If you smell something funny, it's about a 12-foot dead alligator up there. And I mean, you know what they say, there's only like 2 things that can kill an alligator: a human or a bigger alligator. That'll get you thinking in your little plastic kayak about what are you doing. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining up here at John Graves Kayak Fishing. I really appreciate it. And again, congratulations out to all 22 anglers, man. You made it out alive, but good job, Brett Korn, bringing home a first place. James Messer, bringing home a second place. And Derek Matouche, good job, buddy, on that third place. And it was very nice meeting some of you folks out there. John Graves Kayak Fishing, over and out. Well, thank God it's a beautiful day here in Florida. If I woke up and it was no sun and rain like it has been for the following 4 days, 5 days, I may have taken all of my fishing equipment and just tossed them in Lake Momo. That was a titanic struggle for myself and 22 other anglers. I'm talking about the Florida Bass Nation Kayak Northeast Lake Kerr, number one stop in the 2024 season. Wow. That's the theme. As Marty Brenneman would say, a titanic struggle. But hey, big congratulations going out to Brett Korn. Largest bass, 18.5 inches. That's pretty good. Not a big Florida bass by any stretch of the imagination. They get big. But that is a really good fish to have on board, especially when everybody else is struggling. Not so much at even catching fish or getting that bite. I'm talking about struggling to get a bass over 12 inches. My first bite did not come until about 11:58. And at 11:58, I was successful at getting that 12-inch fish. And I had to work at getting that 12 inches out of that fish. I could have not gotten any more length out of that fish if I ran over it with my Suburban. It was tough. I had to really get that tail, end of that tail up on that 12-inch mark. But boy, as soon as I got it, I was like, oh, okay, buddy, work with me here. Just lay right there for a second. I took about 5 or 6 rapid-fire photos. Put him in the net, did not want to release him until I made sure that that tail hit that 12-inch mark, because I needed to get something up on the leaderboard. Wow. James Messer, Second place, brought in a big one, 21 3/4 inch fish, putting him at 76.5 inches. That's good for second place in that tournament. I didn't think it was going to take much. And very nice to meet you, Derek Matouche. Derek got 3 inches, or 3 inches. He got a lot more than that. Got 3 inches plus 67 inches to come up with 70 total. But he got third place, is what I was trying to say. His largest was at 20 inch. So good job, Derek. Derek knew Jake from Mudhole and was very familiar with our products and actually competed against Jake back in the day, I think high school. But Derek had said that Jake probably knew his father better because those two often fish together on the same boat. But again, congratulations to everybody out there, man. It was a struggle. A few of the anglers did not happen to put anything up on the leaderboard. That's painful. Myself, able to bring in another fish at 13 3/4 inches, giving me a total of 25 3/4 inches of fish. And out of 22 anglers that struggled, I got 16th. That's nothing to write an article about. That's for sure. So I tried everything. I tried absolutely everything. I even worked on what was suggested to me patiently for about 3 hours. And then I started switching things up because it wasn't happening. And it wasn't until I loaded up and almost immediately after. It's so strange how that happens. But immediately after putting a Guggen trench crawler. Where is it at? Where's my trench? Somewhere around here. It's a, is this it? Okay. It's the trench hog. I put the 4.5 inch trench hog up on a straight 4-aught worm hook. Toss it out there, and within just a few casts, boom, got it. And I was happy. And that's what I happened to catch the other 13 3/4 inch bass on. So, hey, giving credit where credit is due. The Junior Edition Guggen Baits Pure Passion Trench Hog Junior. Hey, it is what it is. I love the smell of Guggen Baits. If they had an air freshener that smelled like that, I'd put one in my car. And it seems to me, though, that with the Guggen Baits, as soon as that oil or that finish disappears, they seem to just stop working. And it isn't until you put up a new one right out of the pack that has that fresh oil finish and then that smell to it, that's when they really, really seem to work. But, hey, it is what it is. I was really happy to get into a tournament, come out of it alive. So there we go. We're getting the season started. Very anxious to get the Central Florida Bass Nation Kayak Series going. And that's going to be in the South Chain of Lakes. So stay tuned for that one, folks. And again, thank you to all of my sponsor, Strictly Sailing Kayak, located up in Blue Ash, Ohio. You know, they've been there since 1978. I'm not sure if I've ever mentioned that before, but I mean, what were you doing in 1978? I was collecting 10-cent glass bottles out of the ditches on Hopper Hill Road to go up to Kroger's, cash them in there, and have enough money to go to Kmart at the nice price selection in the music shop and get me an album. It might be K-Tel's greatest hits, I'm not sure, but that's what I was doing in 1978. CRB Products, Custom Rod Builder, American Tackle Company, Mud Hole Rod Building and Tackle Crafting, Wholesale Department, MHX and Pro Products. Thank you so much, everybody. I really appreciate it. Hey, it is what it is. Sometimes, you know, that's the thing about tournament fishing. Sometimes you get your ass kicked. And I woke up this morning feeling like I had truly had that given to me. A good whooping. John Graves Kayak Fishing. over and out.